making a mess of your office.
What? You down in Washington?
Yes. Got your desk torn apart trying to put new feet on it for you.
Well, that's wonderful. I didn't know it. I thought you was here in New York.
No. I took advantage of your being there so I could come down. I worked it out with Walter.
You talked to him about this Saren and the report to FBI?
He did the other night. He just said that there was some problem, and he hasn't talked with me about it since.
He called me today and says it's in the present state is highly derogatory.
Highly? Oh, boy.
They want 3 or 4 more days to check it out. We agree we cannot use it in its present state.
Well,
they see it.
I will. This saddens me that I've gotten you into this kind of a thing.
Well, it saddens me that we can't, that we've got these problems, and not to you. Oh, no one can ever tell what we're getting into.
That's right.
What else you know?
Not a thing. I've just been busy as a bee. I'll go in and see Walter after I get done here to find out what he can tell me on.
I met with a group of businessmen here this morning. They had a wonderful dinner last night.
Yes, I saw you on television last night. Very good.
I had a good meeting this morning. I'm going to the New York Times. What should I tell the New York Times? It looked like to me they're pretty anti-Johnson. Now, what's your objective? Do you get that impression?
I do. And you saw the editorial this morning.
On Panama?
Yep.
And I don't know a damn thing about it.
And the one on the consumer thing, they had 2 today.
I didn't see the one on consumer. I didn't read it. Was it Andy Johnson, too?
Well, it was sort of saying, you know, this is old stuff and nothing's going to happen and so forth. I was surprised you did this luncheon with him.
Well, I shouldn't have. It's a mistake. Somebody else arranged and I wasn't on top of it, and they just come in and say, here's your schedule, New York. We do it. I don't think there's anything to be gained by it. Who runs it?
Young Salzberger.
Well, is he that really run it or something?
Yes, he really does. His father is a very sick man. Arthur Hayes is, I think he'll be there, but he, don't be surprised if he doesn't remember your name, you know. He's almost senile.
What pitch would you give him? Just a general reserve and aloofness?
I certainly would. You've got one very strong friend there, and a man by the name of Oakes. And he's a gray-haired, curly-haired...
Yeah, I know him. He and his family have been down several times. But hell, he runs the editorial page.
That's right. But I'm not sure that he runs it to that extent. This is a committee operation over there. How long will you be there today?
Just for the lunch, then I'll go to a 4 o'clock meeting.
No, I didn't mean how long a time.
I'm going to be here tonight. I'll be at Times from 1 o'clock, I guess, till 3, and then I'll go to a 4 o'clock meeting with businessmen, and then I go to this Wiseman dinner tonight.
Then you're coming back after the dinner?
I come back tonight.
No. Anything I can do for you when I get back, sir?
No, just kind of look at these things objectively and try to give me your impression. What do you think about the Republican candidates? What are they doing? They making any headway?
I don't think they're making any headway at all.
Do you think we've been hurting in the last 10 days on account of the stereo set and the television set?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
What should we do about it?
I'm not sure I've got the advice on what to do, but I think there's some hurt, and there's an awful lot of loose talk about Bobby and TFX and so forth.
Well, that's not the thing in the world too bad. Last I heard, Republicans had a $250,000 fund to investigate buying a lot of land at NASA in Houston. Last report I heard.
I have not heard that one. Sometime, I think, you know Bob Lovett, don't you?
Yeah.
Sometime I think it would be profitable to ask him to drop down just for a short visit. He's a very wise guy, and I think could be very helpful. He's very strong for you.
What do you think this does? Create doubt, or just generally smear you, or give the Republicans strength, or what?
I don't think it's giving them strength, but I do think it's creating some doubts. And I'm not sure what could resolve that doubt, as long as this thing is in sort of hanging over the whole situation right now. But there's no question in my mind but what this is creating a sort of a question mark, and no one's turned, but I think it's just in that posture now where people are beginning to say, well, you know, what is there to this? And then this damn TFX talk is the thing that I think is, in some quarters, beginning to... I was at a banker's meeting the other night in New York at dinner. And some of the guys were talking about it then and saying they weren't taking the position that it was true. They were just saying this troubled them. And these were not Democrats. These were Republicans, but they're Republicans who are very strong for you and for the things you've done.
Now, what is it troubled about the TFX?
Well,
that Bobby Baker's supposed to have had something to do with it.
Yes,
either
that he had, and that's going to come out and embarrass you, or that he believes it, or says that you do, that you had something to do with it.
No, neither is true.
Oh, I'm sure of that. But
he didn't have anything. Well, it could be very easily, because it was natural and normal, except my judgment was that the first thing I ought to do is just say, tell him we won't ever discuss any contract. That's what we said to Webb, and that's what we said to McNamara, and that's what we've done, and our people have done it. So everybody talked to us about it. We just say, you go talk to your congressman this week. We can't help you. We hurt you on this one. That's the situation that they'll find, I think, if anybody, whatever they study.
Well, how long is this thing going to drag on over the...
little tax bill gets out of the way, the Republicans won't drag it right up to the election and use it. I have mixed emotions. I don't know whether it seems to me that it's pretty little, and I don't see it makes any difference whether Reynolds gave me a $500 set or Baker gave me a $500 set. If Reynolds gave it to me, we'd spend $90,000 on insurance, so what? Baker gave it to me, he worked for me, and we spent $600 holding him down to see us. So what? They talk about something happened in 57, and if that's the strongest campaign they've got, I don't believe that appeals to people much. I don't see much reaction, but a good many people wouldn't tell me, you know. And that's why I just try to find out, and I'm not concerned, because the poll in California that finished January 31st, showed I had more Republican votes than any Republican except Nixon. And damn near as many in the Republican group as he had, and I got 91% of the Democrats. Michigan, it shows the same thing. Pennsylvania, I got more Republicans than Scranton. Now, of course, you got these Literary Digest polls, and you can't believe them, but I think the Republican community got hit awfully hard by the budget, and they don't know what the hell to do, and they've got no positive affirmative program. They're not for anything. I'm for a tax bill, they're against it. I'm for a civil rights bill, they're against it. I'm for a medical care bill, they're against it. And all they're for is Bobby Baker investigation.
That's right, it's all negative, and they haven't got a strong man in the whole group.
And I don't see that they're making progress, but I don't want to dodge it. Now, the businessmen, of McGraw Hills coming out Friday with a survey they made on potential capital investment in October. And they polled of industry and manufacturing that employs 40% of the people in this country. That's a pretty wide group. And obviously some of the bigger employers. They say that they're going to increase their capital expenditure 4% over 63. They went back to them in January the 15th, brought it up to date, January the 31st, which is quite significant from October, the two dates
sure,
October.
Sure.
It jumps to 9%. And it runs about $43 billion.
That doesn't surprise me one bit, because that's what you hear in business circles every place, that they've got a new confidence and it comes out of you, and they're going ahead and doing things that they were just sitting on the edge of their chair on, and, you know, 3 months ago.
I had a meeting, a couple of the cabinet, and I said, now you keep your foot off everybody's neck from now on election till we get elected here, and we'll lay down our policies and carry them out. I'm tired of people being harassed and being getting new bulletins and new questionnaires and just generally irritating them. I called in all the regulatory agencies and told them the same thing. And said, now, get your damn foot off the neck. Let's see if this system works. Now, if it won't work and they can't provide any jobs and they're just a big bag of wind, we'll come back in here next January after the election and we'll give them the damnedest WPA you ever saw. We'll employ the people of this country, but I'm going to give them a chance to do it first. And one or two of my rip snorters, I imagine like FTC, Federal Trade, and FCC, and some of them might not have liked it too much, but they sure got the message, and they got it loud and clear. But I believe it's also drifted down to that group I had in the other day, Elliott Bales.
CED group.
CED group, and I believe it's drifted through the advisory council and folks like that, and I think it's being reflected. Now, Don Cook this morning said his company is going to make more damn money than you ever saw by going in with big capital investments and reduce the living hell out of all their costs, do away their obsolescence and antiquated stuff. And I said, well, Consolidated Edison in Chicago told me the other day that when the tax bill was signed, they're going to spend $100 million. Well, he said, we'll do much more than that. And we're revising all of our plans based on this, and we're going to take advantage of this tax bill. That's what he told me in the meeting this morning. So he's going to do $200
million. Well,
you go to talking in terms of AT&T and electric power and Consolidated Edison, a few of those doing a few hundred million, it don't take a long time to get up there.
Oh, not at all. And this is the stuff that makes an awful lot of other people come along with them.
Do you see any, aren't you an economist?
No.
What were you, an guy?
No.
Would you teach education?
No, I was a psychologist.
Psychologist. Hell, I thought you were an economist.
No. Well, I just had to learn something about it since I got in business. But our own economist in the company is very high. He's very high on things.
Are you pretty well sold out? What does next year look like?
It's all right. It'll shape up. This is the time of the year when you take your lumps because people are trying to jockey for position. But we're in no pain at all.
Now, what do you think our answer to the Baker thing is, and all the rumors like NASA Land and TFX and stuff?
I'd like to think about that and not give you a flip answer, because I don't have the answer on the tip of my tongue. It's been worrying me, but I don't have the answer. But I'd like to give it some thought and get word to you on it, or talk to you myself if you got the time.
Looks like the Tribune's giving us the works every day, don't you? You read it?
Yep, I read it every night.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. With what they're doing?
Yeah, I know that they are doing it.
Oh, they certainly are. Sure, they keep that column going on the front page and carry over almost every day.
And they don't interview me, the men that they see that tell about how I'm pleased with what Eisenhower says, so forth, I never heard of them. Never come around me or any of my people. And I don't know whether some Kennedy people being disloyal and planting it, but it's imagination.